This public radio podcast is supported by the School of Graduate Studies at St. Cloud State University, offering more than 70 graduate programs and certificates. More information at stcloudstate.edu.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, comma chameleon.
Mom, will you sign this?
What's this I'm looking at? A permission slip for a field trip to the zoo? Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, we're going for school next week. I get to see lions, tigers, monkeys.
Right. I see it says here, your children will be exposed to animals in their natural environments, including the following. Tigers, gazelles, bears, birds, seals, crofts, giraffes, comma, and rhinoceroses. That's not right. Honey, can you come take a look at this?
Let me see that.
I think we're wasting money on Jimmy's private school education. Look at the comma there.
What are you talking about? There's nothing wrong with the comma there.
Giraffes, comma, and rhinoceroses. There's no need for that. Remember the old rule? When in doubt, leave it out.
It's fine. I think the pause really accentuates the beauty of the word rhinoceroses.
Guys?
It just rolls right off your tongue.
Can you just sign the,
what?
The permission form?
In today's Grammar Grader, we're talking about if and when to use the serial comma. It's also known as the Oxford or Harvard comma, but they're all just terms for the same thing. A comma used in a serial or list. Many style guides and grammarians have taken sides on whether or not a comma should follow the penultimate item in a list before the conjunctions and, or. In the Elements of Style, Strunk and White say to use a comma before the conjunction in a series, as in...
We have the option of seeing a drama, a comedy, or a thriller.
The Associated Press style book, however, begs to differ. It recommends that you do not put a comma before the conjunction in a simple series.
My favorite breeds of dogs are Jack Russell Terriers, Welsh Corgis, and Golden Retrievers.
But as Lynn Truss, author of Eats, Shoots, and Leaves, says, there are people who embrace the Oxford comma and those who don't. And I'll just say this. Never get between these people when drink has been taken. Truss thinks of punctuation marks as being like the traffic signals of language, telling our eyes when to slow down, take a detour, or stop when reading a sentence. In her view, the use of punctuation is less about following specific rules and more about making sure your readers understand the point you're trying to get across. Here at Grammar Grader, we're not about to take sides, but there are instances where the Oxford comma can be a useful tool to add clarity. For example, when your list items contain an integral conjunction.
For breakfast, I had coffee, bacon, and a scotch and soda.
For breakfast? Yuck!
But when your list gets really complex with multiple commas, like with geographic locations or music credits, turn to the semicolon.
Andy and Maria's wedding guests came in from all over the world, including Johannesburg, South Africa, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and Hackensack, New Jersey.
In other words, there is some flexibility with the serial comma. You can choose to use it or not. The most important thing with commas, as with other elements of writing and speaking, is to be clear and consistent.
So, Jimmy, today's the big field trip to the zoo, right?
Yeah, I can't wait to see the giraffes, the porpoises, the polar bears, the zebras, the walruses, the lemurs, the sloths, the elephants, the crocodiles, the hippopotami, the seals, the oxes, the chimps, the gorillas, the ibexes, the gazelles, the...
Jimmy, quit serializing and eat your cereal.
Who gives a f*** about an Oxford comma?
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this week's episode comes from Eats, Shoots, and Leaves by Lynn Truss, The Elements of Style by Strunk and White, and the Associated Press Style Book. All of these can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, John Ryan, and Bridget Murphy. Our producers are Brett Baldwin and Jen Houck, who co-wrote this episode. John Pearson is the executive producer. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, participate in the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.
The skinks, the toucans, the chameleons, the bearded dragons, the koalas, the poison dart frogs, the emperor penguins, the stingrays...